Good morning. This is Barbara Glickstein from Health Styles, produced by the Center for Health, Media, and Policy at Hunter College, City University of New York. You're listening to HealthCetera, our news update. Today, the intersection of health and technology in the news. First, mHealth. We hear it a lot. What is it? What it is the sum of technology-based applications that allow a person to interact with a member of their healthcare team. Examples include the exchange of information via email, texting, smartphone apps, storing and forwarding pictures, and web-based video. Here's some news: the smart contact lens. In the ever-expanding world of wearable health devices, Google just announced that it's licensed its smart eyewear to healthcare specialist Novartis, which will develop the technology into a product that can improve eye care and help manage diseases and conditions. As part of the agreement, Google and Novartis' eye care division, Alcon, will create a smart lens that features non-invasive sensors, microchips, and other miniaturized electronics that will focus on two main areas. The first will provide a way for people living with diabetes to keep on top of their glucose levels by measuring the sugar levels in their tear fluid, feeding that data back to a smartphone or tablet. The second solution aims to help restore the eye's natural focus on near objects, restoring clear vision to those who are only farsighted. Keep your eyes on the news of ever-expanding world of wearable health devices. Next, Jane Sorensen Kahn, a health economist. Her website, Health Populi, that's HealthPopuli.com, is someone I follow regularly to keep me informed about health and technology. A recent blog post on HealthPopuli.com, she reports that FICR, a credit rating company, published a consumer survey that was global, and she reported on the results from the United States. What she reports from the FICR survey is that most people, over 50%, want their mobile phones to enable healthcare interactions. Among the one half of the consumers interested in doing more healthcare interactions via the mobile in the future, the options they'd like to use more are receiving reminders of appointments, receiving a reminder to make an appointment, reminders to take their medications, look for medical advice, and reminders to help monitor personal health risks. Receiving general news and service information is also important to these consumers. Currently, most U.S. consumers prefer to go online via a computer, followed by visiting a health professional in person. Calling a provider or using a website through their mobile devices or using an mHealth app on their mobile device still remains only about 5% of the U.S. population. But we do know we'll be seeing more and more of this technology used in healthcare. Finally, from Kaiser Health News Daily Health Policy Report, summary of an article from Bloomberg News titled, "More Docs Are a Click Away, But Some Say It's Not a Healthy Trend." What we see now more and more are health insurers who want you to see your doctor or healthcare provider not in person, but online. It's a way of cutting medical costs and diagnosing minor ailments. WellPoint and Aetna are among other health insurers who are letting millions of patients get seen online first. A report says that a major expansion of this telemedicine, WellPoint this month started offering 4 million of those they insure the ability to have what's referred to as an e-visit with their provider. Aetna says it will boost online access to 8 million people next year from their current 3 million. The insurers are joining with companies such as Teladoc, MD Live, and American Well that offer virtual visits with doctors who in some states, those doctors and providers, like nurse practitioners, can prescribe drugs from anything from sinus infections to back pain based on that e-visit. I'm Barbara Glickstein. This is HealthCetera, a health news update from Health Styles, produced by the Center for Health, Media, and Policy at Hunter College, City University of New York. You can listen to Health Styles every Thursday here at WBAI at 1 p.m. and learn more about us at centerforhealthmediapolicy.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at CHMP.